There we go. All right. This is a meeting of Danville Development Review Board. I'm the chair, Brian Henderson. We have our whole board here tonight, except for Bob, Wes Standish, Bruce Palmer, Mickey Bullock, Craig Morris, and Larry Rossi. Tonight we have one permit to hear, 2025-24, site plan review for the Danville Dog Park, which is a function of the town. As such, we have limited input on what happens and what we can give our opinion on. So the applicant is the town of Danville. The site is 406 Route 2 East, which is the wastewater treatment plant. The zoning district is public, which you will find no parameters in the zoning bylaws for a public district, which is quite interesting. So the project description is to create a fenced dog park with a 6-foot chain link fence adjacent to the Danville Wastewater Treatment Plant. And the fence would be approximately on the property line. And an 8-by-12-foot pavilion building is proposed for 2027 in the center of the fenced area. The dog park area is approximately 40,000 square feet. There's a map there if any of the board has yet to see that. So we are charged with a limited site plan review. I have just a few questions, and I think tonight we will just, we won't go to deliberative session. We'll just finish it up right here while we're at it and go with that. So my questions basically are season of use on this. How are you going to run that? Hours and season of use and
Dusk to dawn.
Dusk to dawn.
And the hours would be posted at the site. And
is that year-round access?
Year-round. Year-round. And the entrance point would have to be, we would probably have to shovel off the entry over here.
Right. Off the rail trail.
Yeah, off the rail trail. Yeah. And then we don't intend to, like, snow blow the rest of it. So if we get an ungodly amount of snow, it is what it is.
Right. And who's going to do the snow shoveling or the maintenance or the supervision? Or is this all volunteer run?
It's all volunteer run. We have a dog park committee. We would have waste receptacles on the site, but we would also have to go in there pretty regularly just in case somebody has not been picking up after their dog.
And lawn care and all that.
And lawn care. We would have to, and we are, and just so that you know, we're in the process of fundraising now.
Right.
So if all the stars are in alignment, go to construction next year.
Right. I read the proposal here
because,
somewhere.
We've got about 80, more than 80% of our funding right now is for grant funds.
Which is pretty remarkable, I think.
Well, we have to get them to be remarkable.
Oh.
We're going for a Vermont Community Foundation grant. They've got a couple of different funding vehicles, but we're going for the Spark Community Grant. And that's due next week. And then we also have a T-Mobile grant application for strong communities. It's like a smart growth grant application. And since this is encouraging a recreation opportunity just outside of a vibrant downtown within walking distance, we're hoping that that will be successful. And in the fall, likely go for a buildings general grounds grant from the state of Vermont. We were hoping to go for better places, but so far it hasn't funded by the state. So that might change. We're also putting together a sponsorship packet, and we've written the materials that leave behind, but because it is officially coming from the town, that sponsorship packet to be by the select board.
Mm-hmm.
We go out and find out sponsorships. Sponsorships could be in exchange for cash or in-kind services, and the sponsorships would amount to signage on that fence, preferably the one that separates users from the living.
So you see it when you walk in.
Yeah.
So in terms of sponsorship, you've been working on this a while. Have you done a survey to see how many people would actually want to use this?
Yeah, we did a community survey back in 2020.
Yeah.
And it was pretty strong, but it was also confirmed that people in the village would be more likely to use this than people who live in Calgary.
Of course.
Because they pretty much have already had access to resources. We did this among Danville residents, but we've since heard from the campground that their clientele would definitely use this because they do.
Yeah.
And the entrance point where we would be going, the post trailhead across from Marty's, that is a dog walking destination.
Okay.
If you're down there any given day, you're likely to see people parking.
Huh. So they already use that area.
They use it as a dog walking destination, but for leashed recreation.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be a nice time.
Hmm. So access is on the town-owned access road to the wastewater plant, and parking is there, which is a town-owned.
No.
Access is on the rail trail. Sorry. I understand how you get to it walking, but to start with, you have to park at that area opposite Marty's.
Park across from Marty's, which doesn't really appear.
Yeah. Right. I have a picture of that if somebody wants to see it.
It's about 1,100 feet to walk down to that entrance. We originally had a closer one that was only about 400 feet, but users would have to go through a longer path through woods.
You'd have to make the path, too.
We'd have to make the path, but not only that, there's pretty high ledge here. So the lowest point of the ledge is right about there, so there's very little grading that would have to be done. We would have to put in a 20-foot culvert to satisfy V-trans. It's 20 feet long and 18 inches wide to handle some of the water that goes rushing down the trail there. And we have the okay from Bill Gray of V-Trans, who is representing, the LVRT.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting on that legal letter, access letter. Mm-hmm. We've been waiting on it for a while. I reminded him a couple of weeks ago. And as soon as we get it, we report it.
So what has to happen inside the fenced area in terms of improvements?
Brush hogging. And I think what we'd like to do over time is do some mulching in some of these areas so that we wouldn't have to keep doing brush hogging. And we've been talking about possibly getting some of the ground up roadside waste that, like ground up trees, et cetera, and just dumping it on there. We would also, and this actually is adding to our expense a little bit, but there is an access, a path that we would have to reinforce for service vehicles. Because we want only time that somebody can drive in here to the service road would be, somebody with a driving mower. And they would have to access from that side. They would not be allowed to go in on the LVRT side. So we would have special locked gates for those service providers, but they would have to, this is the least slopey area right here. We would just have to enforce it so that it doesn't get too muddy and start to erode if we have more rainy seasons. So
back to the mowing, that's going to be an outside contractor that the town hires to do the wastewater plant, and that's going to be a little add-on to do your field?
Yeah, and we would have to cover that in our operating.
Huh.
Or we could also contract with somebody in exchange for a sponsorship.
Yeah, yeah, all right. That makes sense.
We have had a couple of people approach us. We're interested in doing
so. So one of the areas that we are permitted to address by the town, by the state law, is parking. And just to get it on the record, our bylaw requires one parking space per 10 acres. So we've got more than enough space there. So that is not an issue. Like I said, just to get that on the record, that we've covered that. The one that we didn't talk about is signage and publicity. Are you going to put signs at the parking area or at the trailhead? Or
limited signage at the trailhead, and it has to be discreet. We cannot put signage on the OVRT itself, so we would have to have some discreet signage at the actual
site, at your fence,
the culvert bridge,
yeah,
where they enter. The rules would be posted in a couple of places.
Inside.
One set of rules would be posted inside the double gated entry, and then there would be another set of rules posted inside the main area for dogs, and then the other area for dogs as well.
So there's no, we discussed fencing, I mean signage at the train station, and that's not us, that's have fun, right? Pretty much just do what you want.
The signage, the rules, signage would be affixed to the fence.
Would be what?
Affixed to the fence.
Yeah. And are you going to have an attendant there at any time, or it's just unsupervised?
It's going to have to be unsupervised. It's largely done the same way that, like, the dirty dog park is done, since it's going to be managed by dog. In a perfect world, it would be one.
Yeah.
So at some point, some days, somebody might be there. You just don't, it's not going to be all the time.
Right. Yeah. For what it's worth, I mean, the Derby Dog Park has not had problems. I mean, they just go in, they don't do the garbage.
Well, it's going to take some effort to get there, so it's not going to be a party spot or anything. So there's no electric, no lighting either.
There's no lighting. It closes after dark. We would in the future, and this is part of phase two. Phase two is what you described, like the shade.
The pavilion for 2027?
Yeah. There's also, we would like to connect the water. Mm-hmm. The service building, so that we could have a frost grid hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
Because the building, service building, slap on grade, actually tying into that water was a little more expensive than we did.
Mm.
So we pushed the shade pavilion and the water line phase two. We just, phase one is the fence, and we have set means of access.
So you could sort of integrate that water line with the overhaul at the treatment plant, though, right?
Right, right.
To make it simple.
And
simple,
it's actually shown a line there.
Yeah.
Going up to the shade pavilion. We've also, we had a professional cost estimate, independent cost estimate done. And, of course, that it was going to be $50,000, as the laws of nature dictate, it cannot double that. So that was why we're now planning on doing this in 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah, no, things are not kind at all, especially for steel fencing.
Yeah.
So we're looking at a 6-foot commercial chain link fence. And you're going to put that right on the property line or offset from that a little
bit? It has to be 33 feet from the center of the LVRT. So it's actually not going to be right on the edge of the property.
Is that a 60-foot right-of-way then, LVRT?
30 on each side.
33 feet is two rods, right?
Yeah, it's well, but the right that road itself is not 60 feet. So when we did the site plan, we had to demonstrate to B-Trans that we were within that 33-foot right of way within the center line. So that's going to push us back.
Right. Interesting. All right, we can look at
that. Same way the roads work.
Yeah?
Same way the roads work around here. 25-foot offset, but another.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, except that B-Trans wants 33 for some reason. I don't know why.
Maybe the rock.
Different size right away, maybe.
Might have been have something to do with the railroad right.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, I think historically that's probably, and I believe 33 feet is two rods or one rod. I don't remember. Something like that.
Close.
It's a historical.
Yeah.
So if you need an email from Bill Gray, I do have that.
I don't think so.
When we completed the preliminary engineering report with Duplain Group, we also shared the site plans with their principal, who also wrote us an email indicating that it was not going to interfere with the intended function, the primary function of the lot. And that was one of H2O's primary concerns right from the beginning, which is why they didn't want us people driving down the service road or parking there or, and staying away from the lagoons.
And that wouldn't be an expansion area for anything at the wastewater plant at any time in the near future. It's completely.
Well, that was what her, Andrea's email basically said. It's not going to interfere with.
And couldn't be used for that anyway, given the elevation.
Tough slope.
Yeah. And ledge. I have nothing further. Anybody else?
Is there a reason why it has to be a 6-foot fence?
Yeah. We went back and forth with H2O, who originally wanted between 8 and 10. They're really concerned about the dogs that might scale a fence. And I can see why. The lagoons are actually a drowning hazard. And, when one of our site visits, somebody joked about, well, the dog would just smell bad. And somebody who lost their dog in a sewer lagoon said that that's really not the case. The first lagoon is very heavily aerated, creates about 30 pounds a day. So it would take an animal to the bottom of the lagoon. That's why they want to make sure that it's safe.
So you're talking 6 feet for the entire fence, though, correct?
At least 6 feet that separates.
6 feet for the wastewater side, right?
Wall,
the
wastewater side. We've had differing professional opinions that 6 feet are not needed all the way
up. Right, that's why I'm asking that.
Yeah. And I think that the best way for us to handle that at this point is to go out and get bids and then negotiate a change in height around the other sides with H2O and with construction people and do it each other.
Can't imagine there's a huge difference between 6 and 4 foot or 5 foot.
No, but I mean, when you get up over getting close to 10 feet.
That's different.
It starts to feel like Shawshank Park. And well, that's not
the foundations are. The foundations are much bigger. Can you make it a woven wire fence? Why does it change the reason?
What do you mean by woven?
Agriculture style? Like
cost.
Oh, it's cheaper to do the ag style. Yeah.
It's climbable. And yeah, maybe doesn't
they make
have
it woven wire so the horses
eat yeah.
sheep and goats don't climb it.
We did look at the style that Eric has behind his house.
Mm-hmm.
And
like the style that they do for the sewer fields.
Woven
wire.
I mean, we could possibly change the style of it. It's just that we want to make sure that it has a long shelf life.
Oh, yeah. This is the last 25, 40 years. Okay. I go to a lot of dog parks when I travel and see my family. So the fence makes an aesthetic difference, like a yeah. pretty big aesthetic difference. People will often comment on like the fence style.
Okay.
You know, not joking.
If you have other examples that you'd like for us to consider, we can do that. It's just...
Well, woven wire is going to be cheaper, especially around here with some agriculture. Okay? Yeah. And then, you know, the posts, the biggest timber posts. It looks a lot nicer, a lot less like a field yard. No.
Well, consider this, though. Would the insurance carrier for the town, which I assume is going to cover the dog park, they may have some input on what kind of fence there
and
is?
And they already have. I mean, I feel like we'd have to go back and negotiate with H2O, and even though they don't have an authority on
it. Just doesn't really like align with the town's aesthetic.
Right.
You could do both. You could have the chain link as a security fence where you need it, and then you can do the rest, which would be aesthetically
just better. A suggestion.
Yeah, and keep in mind that the fence that separates the users from the, hopefully we'll have several sponsorship banners on it, too. I mean, that's how we make our money. Mm-hmm. We intend to sell those banners for, one, running the width of the section, the full width of the section for $1,000. So, I mean, we have to give them some visibility.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sure. Just suggestion.
No, I know that it was discussed really early on when we were talking about the site. I just the sponsorships are really critical to generating income.
Oh, you can throw kind of sign up.
So, what have you seen, Wes, in dog parks? Since I don't go to dog parks. What have you seen in your travels?
Typically, only like 4 foot tall fence, and it'll be post and beam, and then have like hog pens on. Basically, what we've permitted behind that.
Woven wire or hog pens.
Right. Woven wire, it's typical, you know, it's what you see on the solar field thing.
Yeah, that certainly is cheaper or less expensive.
Yeah, it's cheap. You know, security reasons, it's just as secure, I would say. It's still 11 gauge wire, galvanized, woven wire, 6 feet tall, 6 feet tall. You can get it in 7 foot rolls.
Yeah.
As well.
But you're seeing 6 feet usually?
Well, I'm sorry. I was referring to what they have, drawings.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I see dog park fences.
4 foot?
3, 4 foot total.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever they're requiring, that's, I just mean the fence look, right?
Nobody has told us, you know, you can't do this, but if I'm trying to make H2O is extremely comfortable with this proposition as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been a major concern. I mean, it comes up every time.
Yeah.
And I can understand why. But I think a 4 foot fence separating.
I'm not suggesting
that. Yeah, that would.
Whatever height I want as long as it looks nice.
Yep.
Well, that seems like a separate issue. The security at the whole wastewater plant seems like there's room for improvement there, or needs to be improvement there.
I mean, they are going to come out there, and it is a lot that houses a wastewater treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, even though it is off the field.
Yeah, absolutely. Just
the steps. I mean, I'm happy to consider that, and
I mean, we should ask them, and honestly, it's going to be cheaper.
And look better.
Okay, I would definitely...
As your secondary fence, though. You still need the six-foot fence, security fence.
It can still be 6 feet. The wire fence can be 6 feet.
Oh.
I just, you know, if you need... Sorry, let's go on about the fence. But, like, you know, if you need to make the back part all chain length and to satisfy H2O and your security concerns, but the part that's running up along the rail trail where people are going to be walking by, biking by, walking their dogs by, you know.
So it's also going to be, it's going to be inside a That's, we're not going to clear the trees from that edge there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to, what you're going to see is the entrance to the park and maybe a sliver of the fence, but you're not, it's not, you're not going to see it running along the trail.
Oh yeah, it'll blend in a little better too.
So with, you know, cause we would maintain the hedgerow there.
Yeah. Yeah, but you think like the path is already 6 foot below the top of that ledge, and then you're going to have a 6 foot fence on top of that. Mm-hmm. That's the 12 foot difference. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be walking along as a 6 foot tall person and looking at the bottom of the fence and also at the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see it, especially in the winter.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point. You basically have two kinds of fences that you need to do here, and you can do them differently depending on your budget and aesthetics and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger issue is the wastewater plant fence, and there must be some, you know, accepted engineering protocol for what kind of security fence you need around that.
Well, I mean, they were originally asking for a 10-foot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that
well,
was
not,
just...
Yeah.
I don't suggest changing the height of it.
Right. Okay.
That's up to the insurance company and and the rest of them.
My,
and that's only part of it, though.
It's 5 feet tall because my dog's real child.
I'm actually more concerned
about coyotes and things like that.
Yeah.
Coming in.
Yeah.
And I am. My dog's going out too at the same time. But 5 foot is fine. 6 feet is fine. Totally fine.
I mean, I'm happy to talk to H2O and VLCT. Just, you know, revisit this with everyone. I just want to make sure that I can't say that I have buy-in on changing the nature of the fence, and even in parts, I would have to work with them.
Yeah.
If you want, I could come back. We could table this, and I could come back with more answers.
I don't know if we're allowed to even opine on that. I just brought it up.
Not really, no. And I don't think that's really the concern. And it was proposed that you had a different kind of fence for a different task that could be a lesser expensive option and a more aesthetically pleasing option for the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the you know, security fence is the bigger issue there and what they want. So I think you really might want to consider that as two types of fencing.
Yeah.
And with the budget accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe the town owns the wastewater fence. You said there's no fence around the rest of that now?
There's like a fence that you could easily scale.
And again, there must be some protocol for fencing around.
There's like a wire fence at the top of the ledge. And so, but we were very able to, you know, get into the site.
I mean, if anyone wants to go back. And the rail trail is what, 93 miles long or whatever it is? How
94.
Many, yeah. So it's like all these fields and everything next to it, none of them are. So I mean, you can go wherever you want.
Yeah, but we really have two different issues here. One is the dog park and one is the wastewater plant.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the improvements that are scheduled for that and the security that is needed for that facility, which is independent of the dog park, basically. So
yeah.
That's an upcoming discussion for somebody. So
throwing a little security camera on the back of control room.
That'd be nice.
It's more liability for people drowning. People really don't need to go near the lagoon.
Yeah, how much less people want to take a dip in the lagoon.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's. I think there's a, you know, there's a little rowboat out there, which is a safety measure.
Oh,
but
wow.
For somebody who doesn't understand the pounds of pressure that's in that lagoon, might not fully understand why it's there.
Yep.
Or you could be 5 years old. Who knows, right?
Right?
So that's why you need a fence around that. And the insurance company would dictate what happens there. Or, again, the generally accepted protocol for fencing around something like that, a facility like that.
So, but, I mean, I'm happy to... you know, share those concerns with H2O and VLCT.
Yeah, that, like I said, that's sort of another issue. So,
I have a question with your access road, and how big is that going to be for a lawnmower? for a Prius.
Just big enough for one of those driving lawnmowers.
Okay. So when you plan on putting chips in and doing all this other, how are you going to get those vehicles in there? Because those aren't, you're not bringing them in on your lawnmower.
It would have to be delivered by, it would have to be delivered in the service road. And yeah, then and it would have to be like a little thing that, like a cart or something that delivers them.
But and you, H2O is great with you dumping a load of chips there, and it, yeah, as you guys get to it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
yeah, that's hard to believe. But no, they don't want you in there.
No,
so.
But that's not what I was saying. Like if we could do like a bucket loader or something it's gotta be really small. And
yeah, she's talking. You're gonna have to get one of them little stand-on ones.
If you get a,
might as well take a teaspoon out there.
If you've got a pretty good size lawnmower, I mean, Bobcat's not much wider than that.
Yeah. 6 foot.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But
I know what you're saying,
I think that's
a loaded. Yeah.
That was one of the more expensive features that we were not anticipating, right, because we wanted to be able to bring in maybe a bucket loader or one of the big lawnmowers to maintain the site. And when they did the cost estimate, we were told that might be about $17,000. And I felt like that was excessive, and so I shared it with Keith, and he's like, oh, that sounds like
$17,000. But, I mean, it's just one of those things, if you're going to do that now, you might as well do it. Yeah, it might cost a little bit more,
but you're going to need it, yeah.
Right. We have to do it, and that's part of phase one. I mean, we can't open a park without means of egress for our equipment in the future, because we certainly can't.
But I guess the point is you should look at the future equipment and build the road accordingly to start instead of going in.
That's what we did.
So how about like ambulance access? Do we need that? Are you planned for that? Or how are they going to deal with that?
Yeah.
What's their protocol for that?
I would think that an ambulance would be allowed to go down the service road.
Or the rail trail.
Rail trail.
Yeah. You see the guys.
Oh, yeah.
Pick up that
Special access way.
No, I think there'd be plenty of access for ambulance.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, same liability to the whole 94-mile rail trail.
Right? Yeah. All right.
Hopefully that's not needed.
No, but it's just another question that may come up.
Yep.
I mean, I've ran my dog around in the baseball diamond at night. I feel like this is going to be more secure than behind the school. That would feel.
Well, if your dog gets out of the baseball diamond, though, you don't have as much to worry about.
I guess. I just meant as far as like mobility around the rail trail around town and their different liability. It's like open, free to roam, right? So as much liability as you are responsible for anywhere else in town. Personally.
So I am happy to come back after I've talked to BLCT.
I don't see any reason for that. You? No. Any other questions? Or comments or anything. So I would make a motion that the DRB supports the dog park plan and grants a waiver for the fence, 6 foot fence at the edge of the property line, wherever that may be, I think, which is our only action here, correct?
Yeah, you're approving the site.
Approve the site plan. All right. I'm searching for that, so thank you.
I'll second the motion.
Approves the site plan. And the waiver for the 6 foot fence near the property line. Does that make sense?
Well, the site plan shows where it is anyway, so.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't show where the property line is, though.
No, but it shows where the fence is.
Yeah. So. All right. Any objection to that? Then the motion passes, and we're all good.
Well, thank you.
I'm surprised none of the other public showed up.
I think it's like a lot of things. Town gets what the town wants. Why speak out?
We did get a good turnout when presented our two alternate
things. Ah.
We had about 10, 11 people.
No.
That's a great place for it.
Well, it's a place that it's raw land that can't be used for anything else.
And it's away from people. They're not going to hear dogs, and
yeah,
you're not going to bother anybody.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the concerns on the community survey: is if it's too close to the village, people would resent it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is tucked back there. A lot of people walk their dogs on the rail trail. I mean, I think we met on the rail trail.
Yep.
Walking our dogs, actually. So. Yep. I mean, it's a great spot for it, I think. I would love if you could consider the different fence along the rail trail.
Absolutely. Cool.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
And there we have it. Easy as that. Well, that was very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so the fourth.
Yeah. Okay. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
What's that?
That is, Jack is going to move the Kingdom Trailers and the equipment rental place from where it is now to where, I don't know whose blue barn it was that he was using.
He used to rent that shop.
He used to rent that, right? So I believe we did a hearing for him on that when he rented that and did his lawn business.
Downpass.
Is that next to Calkins, right?
Yeah, you know where Calkins wrote
it
down.
Yeah, go, where the head, log cabin is?
Head down.
Oh,
head towards Greenville.
Yeah.
There's a log
second
cabin.
Second driveway. Yeah,
exactly. He bought that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he bought that house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what that's about, and signage and all that other stuff. So we'll see what.
Yeah, there's not much detail.
I need to turn that off. Yeah, I always forget to turn the goddamn thing.
Yeah,
yeah, it's.